أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يرغب عن وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن. Further with regard to this, we read quite a few different aspects of the explanation of the test which Allah Ta'ala had put Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam through, and which he completed, and which have become for us mash'al-e-rah, the way to follow in our lives. And by following in that, great goodness comes to us. One is we will be following the teachings of the great Nabi of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and which was fully endorsed by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we will be following in the ways of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well. And all the goodness that will abound to us. The main object is the akhirat, what the great rewards we will get by Allah Ta'ala. And even in this dunya, there are so great, great benefits for us in that. Deen has got all the benefits that we require, so we should follow deen fully. So for another explanation of this is given in the Kitab Muslim Sharif, the Hadith Kitab of Muslim Sharif, a narration by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, who narrates that the 10 things are from the fitrat, that is the natural things which Allah Ta'ala had ordained, and which Ibrahim alayhi salatu, through Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah had given mankind, and then through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, it became the special features of this ummah. So we should not only hear about it, know about it, but Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon it as well. The one is the removing of the mustaj. That is, the mustaj, the best, as we had explained, it came in other explanations also, that the best is that the mustaj must be completely removed. And it mustn't be shaved, but if we use an electric shaver, which works on the principle of a scissor, then that will be fine. And it is permissible to keep a mustache, but then the whiteness of the upper lip must not be covered. And the best is that it must be removed completely and regularly, at least once a week, and at the most, it must not be for more than 40 days. The second is, which is also a natural thing of mankind, given by Ibrahim alayhi salam, is the keeping of the beard. The beard also should be one first length, and that first length must start from under the chin, not from under the lip, but from under the chin. And it must be our own first, not the first of our little two-year-old child, and then it becomes just a small little beard. But it should be from under the chin. And it should be, when we trim the beard, we should not trim it less than one first length from all three sides, even the two sides and the bottom also. So this is also a great sunnah. And we should try, in Jannah, nobody will have beards. But here in this dunya, our Shaykh says, don't become advanced Jannatis. Here in this dunya, keep the beard, the sunnah, then in Jannah, there won't be the beard. And the reason why the beard won't be there in Jannah, one objection comes that in Jannah only the best things are there. So the beard should also have been there. And if it is not the best, then it shouldn't have been the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It shouldn't have been that the fitrat of all the Anbiya and the righteous and the pious people. The explanation of that is, in Jannah, a person will become baligh and will just remain at that age of 30 or 33, which will be the age of becoming baligh in Jannah, and his age won't advance, and after, if it should have advanced, then the beard should have come out. Like in this world, a boy becomes baligh roughly at the age of 15, but at that time his beard does not come out. It comes out when he's 17, 18, then little, little it starts. So like that in Jannah, a person won't grow older, so that the time for the beard to come out will not be there. So anyway, the keeping of the beard as well. The third is the making of miswak. There are endless great benefits of the miswak. The greatest is that it is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there are other great, great benefits of miswak. Miswak, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, almost on every occasion was using miswak. It was a regular feature. The bare minimum we can do is at wudu time we make our miswak. If we can make it the first thing in the morning, that is a separate sunnah. Before we make wudu, when we get up, we make miswak. The last thing at night, we should make miswak. There are great, great benefits, not only cleanliness, but great other benefits as well. The fourth thing was to put water in the nose and blow the nose. This is also extremely healthy also. We should do it because it is the sunnah, and particularly the sunnah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But even besides that, there are great, great benefits in blowing the nose, putting water in the nose, and then blowing it, and then using the thumb and the small finger to pull out any dirt which might be in the nose. And the nose should be cleaned properly. The fifth is the cutting of nails, the paring of nails. That is also a great thing. We all will know a person who is inclined a little bit towards cleanliness will abhor long nails. We see anyone with long nails, it looks very, very disgusting. And this applies to man as well as woman. Women should also cut their nails. The following of the fashion of the Western people and going for all the treatments in order to grow the nails and let them be long, etc., and all the other things, the cutex on the nails, these are all alien things to Islam. It should not be there at all. Nails, even for women, and especially moreover for women, for when they prepare food, etc., because dirt accumulates under the nails. When we make istinja also, especially of number two, dirt accumulates there. And by washing hands also, all the dirt cannot be removed. So therefore, nails should be cut and be kept short. This is also a great teaching and a great ni'mat for us. And the other, sixth point is the washing of the joints of the body. That is also an important thing, that when we do take our bath, etc., we should make a point of washing the joints. We know many people have got problems with their joints, whether it is knee problems, whether it is ankle problems, other problems. The joints of the body also, and the washing of it with water is a great ni'mat also. It is a sunnah, of course, and which is the most important. Besides that, there are other great benefits also. The seventh point is of fitrat, that we should remove the hair under the armpits and under the navel. This is also very important for proper cleanliness. Even if dirt accumulates all the time, a person can wash anything, clean anything at any time, but immediately after that, dirt starts accumulating. And especially these two places, under the armpits and below the navel, the sweat that gathers there. If it is summer, it is quite clear because of the heat. If it is winter, we are wearing clothes and usually a bit tight-fitting clothes, warm clothes, and that also makes the heat. And then the sweat that accumulates in this hair, and that is very unhealthy for a person. So to remove this hair regularly is also one of the great points of fitrat. The ninth is to make istinja with water. And this is also a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And we know that non-Muslims till today don't wash, don't use water. We have been, and we should not just take it for granted, but it is a great teaching of our deen that we have been taught that we should wash ourselves with water, and we should make sure. Yeah, also we should keep in mind, especially when a person uses the high pan toilet, it's not so easy to get our hands in and clean ourselves. We should take that little extra trouble. And especially a person whose stomach has come out, he's got a big stomach, it makes it more difficult. But we should take the trouble to wash ourselves properly, especially from number two, when we do, to remove all the dirt with water. It is very, very important. It is very anti-hygienic and very detrimental for our health that this dirt gets left there. And the tenth point, the narrator of the hadith says that I forgot the tenth point. The ulama write, most probably it was the gurgling of the mouth. And gurgling means not just rinsing, but gurgling. And that is to let water go till the throat and then to let it roll there. And that sound that comes out, we should not be shy of that. With all that, all this phlegm, which is one of, according to Hakims, one of the major causes of our diseases, is all balgam. And by doing this, this balgam comes out. Blowing off the nose and gurgling properly, and five times a day we make wudu, we remove all that balgam. This balgam is the cause of perhaps 99% of our illnesses that we have. So therefore, the hakims, the proper wise hakims, the main treatment they do is to remove balgam from the body. And by making this wudu and doing it properly, the gurgling, it will remove this, using the miswak on the tongue and on the palate, and also till as close as possible to the throat to cleanse that, and then to let the water play around in our throat and remove all that. That is also extremely beneficial. So these are great, great teachings of our deen that we have got from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and then through our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we have been blessed with them. Just talking about them, hearing about them is not enough. If we practice upon it, then we will get the full benefit. May Allah give us all the tawfiq to practice on our deen and get the full benefits of our deen, and see how safe we will stay from illnesses, from other problems, if we practice upon our deen. May Allah give us all tawfiq and protect us all. Subhanallah.